This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. It is time now for maybe just our second NFL draft big board report of the season, with the draft coming up in about a month. We're going to be there a month and a week. And so that's exciting times, and we're now under a week away from opening day here on your home of the World Series champs. Again, congratulations to Wyatt Langford. You want to crack a coldie and celebrate? Just remember what you're drinking and what you're thinking is coming up at 5:20 here on The Fan, okay? I'm going to give you the player and the different mockers that have selected guy, okay? From what I can gather from you guys so far, maybe this would be a reach, but both Mel Kiper and our guy Dane Brugler, like Oklahoma tackle Tyler Guyton for the Cowboys at 24. What would be your instant reaction live on air that Thursday night, guys?
Wouldn't have a problem with that myself. It seems like to me the tackles, there's going to be a run on them. It's probably going to start in the middle of the board. My guess would be somewhere around 14, 15. We're going to start to see a bunch of these guys go. And that's kind of where you're going to be left with the tackles. I know that Mims from Georgia was a possibility there. You know, hearing some good, hearing some bad on him. But I wouldn't have a problem with guy. He's a right tackle, though, right now. So and the whole thing is you're kind of looking for a left tackle here.
Yeah, that's what Dane Brugler said. Built in a similar mold to Tyron Smith, isn't quite as freaky, but the college right tackle has dynamic ability.
Yeah.
Possibly at left tackle. Is that a deal breaker for you, Wolchuk?
No, I mean, to me, Latham, I think, is a guy that is a right tackle only type of player. The Alabama guy. So if he slid to you, I don't think you can move him over to the other side. I think you see enough athleticism when you watch Tyler Guyton that he can kick over and switch to the left side for me. So I don't have an issue with it.
Bucky Brooks likes Guyton going to the Cowboys as well there at 24. So popular pick. Now, how would you guys, you know, compare him to how you'd evaluated Tyler Smith?
I feel like I was wrong about Tyler Smith. I didn't have a first round grade on Tyler Smith. So, you know, the questions about Tyler Smith were it wasn't his strength. It was
the hand placement.
Yeah. Why is he kind of a clutch grab guy? He gets out of position. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing with actually Guyton's a much bigger man.
Very big, 6'7". I mean, yeah. He's a big boy. And he's got room guy to fill out that frame more.
And I wonder if somebody in that building over there, when they describe to Jerry Jones what Guyton could be, because I learned this working firsthand there. If you tell him who you think this guy reminds you of, it paints a better picture for Jerry. I wonder if he's thinking of Flozell Adams.
Wow.
When he looks at a guy, like someone will say, Jerry, this guy is like Flozell Adams. And then that would paint a better picture to Jerry to understand. But I didn't have a first round grade on Tyler Smith. And it, but the athletic ability and all that was, but I thought some of the footwork, some of the hand placement,
yeah,
I thought that was really off.
Yeah, and I think both of them, when it comes to their technique, is a little sloppy. I mean, yeah, when they were both coming out, I think you see both of them athletic traits, but I think when scouts looked at both, they're probably, or offensive line coaches, they're like, holy hell, this is a dude I can work with. And I think Guyton's one of those dudes as well. He can really fill out. When you mentioned Flozell Adams, in my notes with Guyton, that's his best trait for me. He's aggressive, fires off the ball in the run game.
Okay, the guy who got the second most mocks, or actually was tied with Guyton there, is Mims. And you have Lance Zierlein, Calvin Watkins, and Michael Milhurst-Schwartz of the USA Today mocking him to the Cowboys. Do you guys have a strong preference one way or the other?
I preferred Mims to Guyton. I wonder if people, one, have issues with maybe how Mims meets and the lack of playing time. You know, like, yeah. I don't know about, like, the football IQ is tough to judge, and he only started 8 games total. There were 6 games this past year, started a couple of games in the college football playoff, but the tape that you watch for that guy, really impressive. I mean, he's a massive dude, and you watch him against Ohio State 2 years ago, he was absolutely fantastic. So I think Mims, to me, if I could choose between the two, better than Guyton. But again, I don't know how Mims is doing in those meetings.
Yeah, I think that Zach's got him right. Both massive guys, once again. The one, Mims lacks experience. But, man, I mean, when he does play, you see it. We always talk about the floor and the ceiling thing. Man, that the ceiling on this guy could be pretty high. The thing that I think that Zach's kind of talking about too is when you are we getting everything out of him when we put him on the boards and things like that. You know, where I mean, that's the thing. I'm not saying it's something I've heard or anything, but you always wonder about these offensive linemen when they put them in a room, and especially a guy that doesn't have a lot of experience, and they say, okay, recall this play for us, diagram this play for us. What's your read here? And a guy that maybe hasn't seen everything might not be as clean doing that. And that's where I think that maybe, you know, with Mims or any one of these linemen, any one of these guys.
Could be the same for Guyton.
Yeah, same thing. But I wonder how that's playing out. I agree with you on that.
Man, we're having a fight about on the text right now. I'm seeing dancing bear fight. Waltruck, are you getting in a dancing bear fight right now?
Some guy says that I don't define dancing bear correctly. He thinks that it's a right or left tackle that just has good feet. That's also nasty. It's not a defensive tackle that
it's any lineman. Big. It's a big lineman.
I think it can go both.
Is that OL or DL?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
You could.
Like Vita Vea is considered a dancing bear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you got Florida State wide receiver Keon Coleman, Penn State edge Chop Robinson, and then the center Jackson Powers Johnson. Who
here we go
is those are the next three guys there. See, that's everybody else who's gotten votes.
Yeah, this is where with the Powers Johnson situation, you know, again, media scouts are trying to catch up with the actual scouts. You know, you're hearing there may be some things medically that you might have to deal with this guy. I was wondering why Mel Kiper didn't have him in his first round mocks. I was wondering why Daniel Jeremiah lowered him the other day. I think the media scouts are starting to catch up the whispers that they're talking about some of these players when it comes to their overall health. And maybe that might be a guy, the fact that Kiper doesn't have him in any of his first round mocks.
That's awful suspicious.
Right, like yeah. that means there's a medical red flag.
That would be
my first guess, and I don't know that, but I would guess that some team has given him some information that maybe there's something with the medical you got to look at there.
I agree.
A wide receiver or edge, what would be your reaction just to the position? I would be like, wow, you better have gotten the best player, and it better be clear here by week four.
The edge makes sense considering they've had so many walk out the door, and how much do you trust Sam Williams to play? You know, and how far along are you now with Tank Lawrence? You know, where are we on that?
Like the two names, if they slid to you, that I would consider, I don't know about you, Brian, but Jared Verse from Florida State, if he slid, I think that's DeMarcus Lawrence replacement. He plays both the run and pass very, very well. Laitu Latu, I think, is the best pass rushing edge. Again, though, there's going to be questions on the medical. We might be looking at Laitu Latu. We think he's the best edge. He slides out of the first round because teams medically maybe didn't clear him.
He played at Washington, University of Washington, and they asked him not to play anymore. And then transferred to UCLA, and they gave him the ability to go on and play. And he had a medical issue that he was dealing with.
But gosh, the tape's good,
really good.
I see the offensive line as a big need and something you got to fix if you want to win a championship. But it's also possible we might just be in long term building mode here, and you know, preparing for them to do things in this draft. You know, that don't necessarily have the needs in mind, I think is something we might have to get used to here going in. I think last year they definitely drafted for need and it bit them. So I think that's what we want, is just go BPA.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for them, I think. The way that the board's set up, though, that they can grab them a tackle or they can grab a center, or that, you know, the linebacker's probably not as good just because of some of the medical considerations you're dealing with.
Yeah, I got my fingers crossed on Graham Barton out of Duke, but I don't know that they love him as much as I do. Yeah. We'll see.
Eric, where would you like to take us next?
March's finest. Let's unite to make fun of Kentucky, okay? And then the face of this year's madness introduced himself to the entire world last night. That's next year in the nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.